going to learn about how to better care for the environment so that we can always have fun on this beautiful planet. So why don't you grab a piece of fruit to snack on, sit back and enjoy the first story of our show. It's about an unusual vacation with a special visitor. The title is Star Kid. Please enjoy.
Talking to a rabbit.
Wow, she's friends with a rabbit. Cool.
It looks like a wild rabbit too.
Hello. Hi there. We've never seen you around here before.
Yeah, I'm new here, but I knew I'd find someone friendly around here. Hey, aren't you hot out there? You can come join me under the trees. It's nice and shady.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Whoa!
Are you an angel? You're so bright.
I did come from the sky, but I'm not an angel. You can call me Luminara if you want.
Oh, cool, Luminara. You came from the sky? Does that mean you have an airplane?
Or a helicopter?
No, I needed something much faster than that to come here.
Oh, hey, what's that? Did you bring that with you? Is it your toy?
Yeah, it's my favourite toy. It's really special.
I like your cloak, Luminara.
Well, I like your monkey.
So where are you from?
Well, do you like the stars at night?
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
Me too. Sometimes we even sleep outside on the ground at night to look at the stars.
Oh yeah, when I was home I used to do that too. And guess what? That's how I saw this planet. There's a lot of pretty places up there in the stars, and Earth is also very beautiful. But we're very worried because there are a lot of things endangering everyone.
I don't get it. Everything looks okay to me.
Yeah, except my teacher did tell us to be careful this vacation because it'll be hotter.
That's exactly it. The weather's changing. Maybe it seems okay here, but there are so many other places where things aren't so good.
Is it because their teachers haven't told them to watch out for hot days?
Well, the teachers do tell them, and a lot of them try to help get rid of the heat, but it's not enough.
Can we do something too?
Yeah. Here, let me show you some pictures.
Is this what's happening to us?
Scary, huh?
Oh no, but Luminara, we're just kids.
Actually, that's the special thing about you. It's because you are kids that you can do something. Every one of you.
Really? How do we do that?
Well, to change the world, you gotta first change yourself.
Huh?
How about I show you some more pictures? But these are pretty ones.
Okay, I wanna see.
Me too.
Me three.
How do we stop it and get this? It's easy, really. It's just love. To save the planet, we need to love it. Love the animals first. Love nature. Love other people. And you especially need to eat loving meals every day.
What is a loving meal, Luminara?
The most loving meal is a vegan meal.
Oh, but why?
Because this way we save the animals. We gotta love them, not eat them. Here, let me show you something else.
Hey, cool! What's that?
It's called a love detector. It's used to see how loving something is, see? Earth only has two hearts. That's because the people here need to love each other more, and that'll save the planet too.
Wow! Can you point it at me, please?
Oh, okay.
Aw, I only have two hearts. How come? I love my mom, I love my dad, I love my sisters, I love my dog, Bliss.
Yes, and that's very good, but you need to love all animals. That's why we need to be veg, see? It'll save the animals. And it saves nature. And there will be more love poured into the world.
From now on, I want to be veg and protect all the animals.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so happy. This is really exciting.
Yes, once you decide to change, you'll feel like that. Really, really, really happy.
Yay!
Yay!
But wait, you still need to do something.
Oh, what?
Well, once you start eating vegan, you should also be green.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you should also try to be nicer to the environment. Like save energy. If you go out of a room, turn out the light. If you want to throw away paper, put it in the recycling bin. It's actually really easy, and it's also loving the planet because you're taking care of her.
Oh! Hey, let's tell Mum and Dad. This is really important.
Yeah, okay. I want to tell all my friends too.
Good idea, me too. Let's tell as many people as we can.
Okay, Luminara. I don't see how many hearts I have now that I'm veg. How come I still don't have five hearts?
Oh, well, you'll only have five hearts when you think of God all the time. Then your heart will always be full of love. Oh my, it's getting late. I need to get back home.
Oh, promise you'll come back and play with us again soon.
Yeah, sure. I want to come visit my friends on Earth all the time.
Yay!
Yay! Yay.
Yeah, let's go home and tell Dad.
Daddy, you won't believe what just happened.
Guess what? I'm vegan now.
Me too.
Whoa, girls, slow down now. What happened?
Well, we were going to have a walk down by the river, and we went for a walk, and then we saw this cool girl, and her name was Luminara, and she said she didn't have an airplane, she came from the sky, and then she had this cool hairstyle, and we went and laughed and had a picnic, and we ate all this fruit, and apples, and bananas, and biscuits, and it was really fun, and we went on this picnic table, and it was really lots of fun, and then we went and had a walk, and like down by the river, and it was really
end. Wow. Did you realise what a serious state our world is in? Let's all take Luminara's wise advice and tell all our family and friends to be vegan with us. It's easy and yummy, and together we can save the planet. Now, do you like puppets? That's great, because up next is a puppet show. So stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back. Welcome back, smart viewers. Are you ready for the puppet show? Good! Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show titled Wonderland on Earth.
Wonderland on Earth!
Please take care of those veggies, Nobly.
Oh my goodness gracious! What are these squiggly guys doing in your garden, Smarty?
These are earthworms. They are very good for your garden, so be gentle with them.
Oh, mockingbirds at 3 o'clock.
Get the seeds out. This is going to be fun.
Yay!
Smarty, have you ever closed your eyes and listened to the birds?
Not that often. Most of them chirp, chirp, eat seeds and go away.
Nope, nope, nope. We can talk kindly.
All of you?
Yeah! We can tell beautiful things through our song, Sparky. Goodness gracious!
That was a sweet tune!
Yay!
I am sure we could learn some cool songs from them.
Thanks a bunch, Nobly. We'll pay more attention to our birdie friends from now on.
Next time, we can get some veggie biscuits at night. Then, we'll hear some other songs.
All right, then. Please come back again tomorrow, Nobly.
Yeah, Smarty's good at baking. I'll make herbal tea, okay?
Sure, guys. See you!
Is so nice. I just love watering the plants and playing with water. But you know, we have to be smart about it, because there's only so much water on the whole planet for us to use. So let's take a look at some clever ways of saving water.
Fun after school!
Did you know that only 1% of all the water in the world can be used by people? Most of it is salt water or not drinkable at all. While another 2% is frozen, locked away deep in the mountaintop or an icy glacier. That's why it's important to use water wisely. For the next time you're thirsty, or take a bath or shower, or give water for our plants to grow. When you water the plants, you can water the roots of the plants and not the leaves. Try to water your garden in the early morning or late evening to avoid evaporation, which would take away some of your plant's water. You could collect rainwater and use that to water the plants, especially indoor potted plants, just like our friend is doing now. Whenever you need to wash the family car or your bicycle, use a bucket of water rather than the hose. Don't forget to tell a grown-up if you see any leaks. Look at this dead and sun team go! Wow! It's sparkling clean! You can also save water when you're indoors. Always turn off the tap water while brushing your teeth or while you rub soap on your hands. Our buddies shows us how. Taking a short shower uses much less water than taking a bath. Our Paul sets his watch on the sink to time himself. Did he make it in less than 7 minutes? Yes! Have you ever reused a piece of paper or a disposable cup before throwing it away? You could do the same for water. Reuse or recycle your water by collecting it in a basin. For example, if you rinse your hands without soap, sometimes you can reuse water to flush your toilet. Here's how! Or, if you rinse some fruit or some toys, you can often reuse the water to give to your plants. But always make sure it's clean without soap or other chemicals, so it's safe for them to drink. Uh-oh, it's time to go to school!
Whoa, saving water looks pretty easy and fun! Our friends care about saving our amazing planet, and we do too. We've enjoyed having you with us today on our show. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom coming after Noteworthy News. May your days be bright, and remember, kids can save the planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.